Good morning. It's August 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Time Heals All Wounds. The musical clip is from Maurizio Malagnini, The Miracle. It has been said time heals all wounds. I don't agree. The wounds remain. In time, the mind, protecting its sanity, covers them with scar tissue, and the pain lessens, but it's never gone. Rose Kennedy. Rose Kennedy would indeed be likely to know. Tragedy has hovered over the Kennedy family for generations, long before the president and his brother's assassinations, and long afterwards. Most psychologists would agree that the pain of loss, the pain of mistreatment or abuse, the pain of failure, may lessen with time. But they're always there, beneath the surface. But what if you're the one that caused the pain? What if you did cruel things to others in your past, even as a child? Did you lie to get out of trouble? Did you mistreat animals? Did you belittle and make fun of a classmate because of their appearance, or speech, or size, or ethnicity? Does time lessen the gravity of those offenses? Are the sins of your youth, now that you're grown and realize the error of your ways, forgiven by the passage of time? What, did you think God would just forget everyone's sin? Did you forget that God is outside of time, and 50 years ago for you is the same as today, or 50 years from now for him? But didn't David say, quoting God, "As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us." Psalm 103:12. The author of Hebrews in 8:12 says, "For I will forgive their wickedness, and remember their sins no more." Remember that a text out of context is a pretext for a proof text. Psalm 103:11 says, "So great is his mercy toward them who fear him." Believe me, that ain't everyone. Then in Hebrews 8:10 through 11, it makes clear that those whose sins God forgets are those with whom he made the new covenant. The new covenant is made with those who believe in Jesus as the Son of God, who died for the forgiveness of their sins. It is his blood on the cross that blots out their sins, not Father Time. Just as old wounds are never healed by time, old sins remain as well, unless you decide to choose Christ as your Savior. Your worthiness, your record of sin, just like all of us, is not the stumbling block to your salvation. The good news is that all you have to do is admit your sin, plan to turn things around, and accept the gift offered on the cross, even though you're undeserving. Then the love, peace, joy, and freedom from shame and guilt you experience will be the thing that lessens the pain of old wounds, even those inflicted by you upon others. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for forgetting my sin in exchange only for my faith in your Son. There's nothing that feels better than starting with a clean slate when born again. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.